Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listen to the wind blow down, comes the night. Run in the shadows, down.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Having a great visit with our good friend Gene Meister, the co-founder of Future Workplace and the co-author of the 2020 Workplace. And that's what we're talking about, folks. We're talking about the second decade of the 21st century. And Gene, by the way, give us your website before we go any further. Tell us how we can find your book.
The book website, for those of you that are curious and want to know more about the book, the website is www.the2020workplace.com. The book is also on Amazon and 800 CEO Read and in bookstores around the country.
So check it out, folks.
On the break. Yeah, on the break, I just did a quick search, and the uh-huh. name of the website is domystuff.com, and it's a cross
That's
between
the one you use?
Craigslist and eBay.
Right.
And you can post an assist. Let's say you need a virtual assistant, and then people can start bidding on what it is that you do a job description, and they start bidding as to how much it would cost if you hired them.
Do you think that's going to be a growing trend globally, this assistant thing, this virtual support?
I definitely do. I think that, if you just look at the percentage of people that telecommute, right, that no longer go to a big office. My former employer, a big professional consulting firm, you actually do get some money each year if you set up your own virtual mm-hmm. office and have your home office be sort of your initial, your major point of contact.
Well, and so see with the telephone capability these days, telecom technology that's available out there, Gene, you can set it up where somebody answers the phone in one place, in one world, so it's be one part of the world, and they can then transfer that call to you in another part of the world, and the person on the other end of the line doesn't even know you weren't next door to each other.
Exactly.
I mean, that's one example. Just the telecom plus the all the other stuff and the cloud. Look what the cloud's doing to the virtual workplace. Being able to work virtually over the cloud over a web-based tools.
Yeah, just to give you another example, Jim, I use a service called OneBox.com, and I have an 800 number. And when someone calls the 800 number, they not only leave a message for me that I can listen to, but it sends me an email and a typed transcript of the message as well.
Wow.
Yes,
wow, it's really changing. And the thing is, Here's where this is a great advantage for small businesses, Gene. And my company is exactly like this. If you've got an employee that you don't want to lose and they move or they need to stay home for whatever reason, the capability is there now to be able to do that so that you can keep those employees in certain circumstances. If they're waiting, if your best employee is somebody who waits on customers who come in the front door, they can't do that from home. But there are an awful lot of jobs out there. In my company, in the last year, we've done that very thing. We actually drank our own Kool-Aid, Gene, this year with regard to a teleworker.
Yeah, so it's not just small businesses like ours. It's large businesses that have decided, I'd rather spend my money on having this client develop more business or develop deeper bonds or relationships with our clients rather than real estate and office space.
Well, and I think pushed this into high gear? I think it was 911, and that may sound weird, but after 911, people in this city where I am and where you are right now, Gene, a lot of people went home with their laptops and because they didn't even have places to go back to work. And I think they went home and when a year later when the company called and said, okay, we got your office ready, they said, it's been working out okay. I think I'm just going to stay here. I really think that gave a push to teleworking, don't you?
I really do agree with that. You're absolutely right. You know, I mean, people made it work for those critical months from September to December. And
right.
then they said, you know what, this is not only working, it could only not only work better for the company, but it works better for my personal life.
Here's a question, though, Gene. One of the things you have to have, if you're going to work like this, you have to have discipline, you have to be trustworthy, you have to make sure you can produce. Are the younger generations going to have any, are they going to have to, what are they going to have, are they going to be able to pull this off?
Good question. When we did a research sample with 2,200 working professionals,
and I got about 40.
By generation.
Gene, I got about 45 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, the answer is they like to be more social at work. They miss the social interaction at work. And if you have millennials and want them to work and telecommute, you really need to give them the equivalent of a corporate social network.
Mm-hmm.
Behind the company's firewall, where they can build relationships and build communities and collaborate with peers, even if they're not in the office.
Or maybe even have them come in one day a week or 2 days a week and do both if it's possible, if they're not in another part of the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Gene, give us that website again, please.
The website for the book is www.the2020workplace.com, and it is also on Amazon and in bookstores, and I really hope you buy a copy. And Jim, I'd love to be on the show again. It's a pleasure, and happy holidays.
Well, you're already invited back, Gene, because you laughed at my jokes. That's all it takes. Thanks for being here, Gene. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.